I'm Harley Carnes. We are a long way from being out of the real estate crisis. Foreclosures front and center.
This is the first detailed snapshot of the foreclosure crisis, and it's anything but pretty.
Even once we work through these foreclosures, it's going to be a pretty slow climb back out of the housing market in most areas.
President Mike Calhoun of the Center for Responsible Lending predicts there are 3.6 million foreclosures to come.
We will need a number of years, even after the foreclosures are over, to have those houses absorbed so that property value can again start increasing, hopefully at a sustainable basis.
All home values, says Calhoun, are being dragged down, slowing the economic recovery. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
New housing starts went down in October. Building permits went up, though, and that's good news, says David Crow at the National Association of Home Builders.
There are some people that are coming back out of hiding and searching for new homes to buy, and so builders are responding by starting to build more.
Fewer new unemployment applications last week, just under 390,000. So while some things are looking up, the worry still is that a stall could be looming for everyone.
It's really the tale of two markets, because on the one hand, you have these better-than-expected economic reports that are showing that the U.S. economy is finally starting to stage a comeback. At the same time, we have things deteriorating over in Europe.
That's CBS's Alexis Christophorus. This time in New York, Occupy Wall Street protesters tried to keep people from getting to work.
Are you a millionaire?
No, I
then
don't care.
You're the 1%.
I don't care.
It's global.
I want to get to work.
Dozens of protesters arrested. Dozens more busted in a solidarity demonstration in Los Angeles. Farther up the coast,
I'm Tim Hole in Portland, Oregon. Several hundred Occupy Portland protesters rallying in a park near downtown, promising to take over large corporate banks later today. Earlier, as many as 15 protesters were arrested after they sat down in the middle of the street and ignored orders from police to move.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 164 points, NASDAQ down 49. A young girl who was reportedly teased, bullied, and ridiculed at school mercilessly has hanged herself in North Carolina, age 10.
It's a parent's worst nightmare.
He was just a loving child. I mean, I just don't understand.
Samantha West found her 10-year-old daughter, Jasmine McLean, dead in her bedroom.
I just lost it, because actually she took her last breath in my arms. When I got her down, she said, and that was it.
The girl had hanged herself after being repeatedly bullied at school in Shadburn, North Carolina.
It's a shame the kids are that cruel. It really is.
Authorities verified the bullying through Facebook posts and other social media. Jim Grisula, CBS News.
We're getting older in America. There are nearly 2 million people who are more than 90 years young. By mid-century, the projection is 8 million. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has pre-Black Friday prices on appliances today. Get $700 off a stainless steel French door Maytag Ice 2O refrigerator that uses even less energy than an average light bulb, all for just $1,198. Beat Black Friday's crowds with a wide selection of appliances at pre-Black Friday prices today. More savings, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last through November 28th, U.S. only, see store for details.
My daughter's wedding day. Took some doing to get here. And that personal loan from OneMain Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
You've made promises, we can help you keep them. We are OneMain Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
The Houston Astros are going American, and the team has a new owner.
The new owner is Jim Crane, a businessman who's tried several times to buy major league ball clubs. As part of the deal, the Astros will change leagues. They'll move from the National League Central to the American League Western Division, giving the AL West a fifth team and a natural league rival for the Texas Rangers. Change could come as soon as 2013. The Astros came into the National League as an expansion team in 1962 as the Colt 45s. They became the Astros in 1965. They'll celebrate their franchise's 50th anniversary next year. Peter King, CBS News.
The Idaho man who was charged with firing two shots at the White House last week has been charged with now attempting to assassinate President Barack Obama or his staff. Oscar Ramiro Ortega Hernandez is from Idaho Falls. He's in Pittsburgh. They're going to take him to Washington, D.C. He'll remain in federal custody at least until the magistrate figures out what to do. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
It's going to happen and you can't stop it. No, I'm not talking about unwanted friend requests on the internet. I'm talking about cold and flu season. So be prepared to fight back. Walmart has low prices every day on everything you need to stay healthy, like Theraflu 6 count for $4.97, Mucinex and Lysol disinfectant spray. So stock up now, because cold and flu season will be here before you know it. As far as those unwanted friend requests, just tell them you have the flu and you don't want to get germs all over your keyboard. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Uses directly. Keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
College.
You join the military to serve your country.
Commission.
You work.
Deployments.
You sacrifice.
Promotions.
You spend your lifetime building toward retirement.
Retirement.
Now, you could lose it. Right now, government leaders are making severe cuts to your military benefits. But just $17 makes you a member of the Military Officers Association of America, MOAA, and gives us more ammunition in the fight to protect the benefits you earn. Visit MOAA.org/yourvoice right now.
Talk is Cheap, brought to you in part by the Swiss Dental Center in San Luis Obispo, by Garsh.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's Thursday. Busy day again today. We have coming in at about 12:30. We have Kathy Orton, and I hope she'll find the studio, because I had to leave a note, because everybody in the whole entire place but me and Danny are at a lunch someplace. Anyhow, so I hope you're having a good time. Bring me back something, would you? Piece of pie, perhaps. Okay. So Kathy's going to come in. She's from CASA. And then we're going to have Karen Veeley back in at somewhere in the neighborhood of 105-ish to talk to us about a special report that you put in calcosnews.com. And if you look up calcosnews.com today, then you can say, which one is it, Bill? It's one of them. Let's do this first. I don't normally do this first, but I'm going to do this first because this is happening in just a short time. There's a soldier arriving from Iraq today, and I don't have his name yet. He's a National Guard soldier, and he is coming to Slough Airport, and so we would like to do a meet and greet. And if you could be at the airport by 12:30, and that's less than a half hour from now, about 23 minutes. The flight's due to arrive at 1:01. 1:01? Flight's due to arrive at 1:01. You want to sign the flags and the cards. Bring yourself, coworkers, family, friends. They have Girl Scout cookies to give. Welcome home troops will have flags for you to wave. If you take pictures, please email them to Cheryl Tolan after the thing happens. So I just want to let you know about that right away, because we got somebody arriving. And I'm getting a phone call right away, too, which is very unusual. So let's see what this is about. Hello?
Bill, there's dead air. You're not on the radio. There's dead air. You played your song, Dead Air.
How's it now?
Fine.
Hi. Let's try this again. Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network with Bill Benica. And apparently I flipped the switch twice, which is something that can happen to Bill Benica. Let me start over again. Today we have Kathy Orton coming in from CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Kids. And she'll be here at around 12:30. And I was mentioning, hope she can find me, because Danny P. and I are the only people in the building, because everybody else went to a special lunch, so there's nobody out there. There's no one out there. It's really weird. When I first walked in the door, I forgot about the lunch. I thought, okay, everybody's evacuated. I'm the last to know. And so that's what's going on with that. Then I was just starting to tell you about this, and that is that we have a special alert that we have a National Guard soldier arriving at Slough Airport at 12. Well, he's going to arrive at 1:01, so they'd like you there between 12:30 and 1 o'clock if you can. If you're anywhere near the airport, if you're not doing anything, it's lunchtime. If you can show up for it, it'd be really cool. And you cannot imagine the gratitude. These people have no idea they're going to get this greeting, and you cannot imagine the gratitude that these people have. So once again, we thank Cheryl and Robert Tolan from Welcome Home Troops for there was a last-minute thing I got today. So they're arriving today. It's today, okay? So it's be there between 12:30 and 1. They'll have a flag for you and help a soldier come home. Thank you. He's coming from Iraq. What else? Oh, Karen Vealey. Karen Vealey's going to be in here around 105. And then, is there? You know, I have music. You know, I could actually do. I could do this because I didn't get to do this right. Okay, so let's try something. Okay, just real quick. Here. I'm gonna do something. Okay, so let's pretend we're just like starting over. Okay, all right.
Talking about people.
Hi, Bill Becker. Hey, Talkers Cheap, brought to you by Swiss Dental Center in San Luis Obispo. And is that how this thing started when I first did it? Anyway, that's a kind of funny, funky version. And Swiss Dental is one of our big sponsors now, and that's Dr. Carol Phillips, who's stuck more teeth into more jaws than anybody in the whole wide world. So go see her. Okay, 10 after 12, so we're going to move along, and this is next.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed, which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
That's the big disclaimer at the end. It's a lot easier on TV. You know, they can show those little tiny letters that nobody can read. They show it real fast, and it just makes it easier. I still don't understand why you can't say, there's other conditions that apply, so please call Charter for details. Why can't they do that? Don't know. Let's do our flashback in history according to the Tribune today. Our highlight in history on November 17th in 1911, the African-American fraternity Omega Psi Phi was founded in Howard University in Washington, D.C. 1869, the Suez Canal opened in Egypt. In 1969, the first round of strategic arms limitation talks between the U.S. and the Soviet Union opened in Helsinki, Finland. And it was so nice they decided to have an Olympics there. In 1973, President Richard Nixon told Associated Press managing editors Orlando, Florida, people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook, and, well, I'm not a crook. It's a weird dude, though. Okay. In 1979, Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini ordered the release of 13 black and or female American hostages being held at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. 1991, the first national TV commercial for condoms aired during an episode of the Fox situation comedy Herman's Head. Whatever. Birthday today, movie director Martin Scorsese, who's doing this great little number for Christmas. He's got a new Christmas special out. It's going to be really special. Movie is 69. Actor-director Dan DeVito is 67. Entertainer RuPaul is 51. Actress-model Daisy Fuentes is 45. Actress Rachel McAdams is 33. And musician Reed Perry from the band Perry is 23. So we'll say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it is your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
November has been declared FACA Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's FACA Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
All right, you can thank a vet big time because we have one arriving at the San Francisco Airport. It'll be there in about 45 minutes. So if you have time to get to the airport, and you know, you say, I can eat my sandwich there. You get me Sammy and go there. Okay, so there's the deal right there. All right, that's what's happening. Of course, one of the big things in the news is now we've got this big to-do. The China's not happy with the fact that we're going to station soldiers or sailors or anybody, whatever it is, Marines, whatever we're going to do, in Australia. They're not happy about that. They feel like that's a – they didn't quite call it a provocation, but they're like, well, yeah, it doesn't look good to us. And now we know why they're doing it. Yeah, we know why you're doing that. Now – this may, you know, the Chinese may not be happy. Some Americans may not be happy. Other countries may not be happy. I'll tell you who's going to be happy is the soldiers that are going to be stationed in Australia. Now, things could have changed after 40 years. I don't know exactly what the status is anymore, but 40 years ago during the Vietnam War, you could take R&R to Sydney, Australia. Now, the people in Sydney, Australia, young women especially, loved Americans, loved American GIs. The only place in the world you could go with that. And they loved them so much and so long and so often that the largest number of people that didn't return when they were supposed to were people that went to Sydney, Australia. So they had a regular MP patrol every day picking up people that should have gone back and didn't make it. And the weird thing was, if you missed your flight going back on R&R, then you had to pay for it. Yeah, I don't know what it costs, you know, wherever you were. I went to Tokyo. I don't know what that would cost. But anyway, you would have to pay to go back. So so the GIs going to Australia are going to be really happy. I thought you'd share that. Now, I've always said to you, maybe in national elections, you know, maybe our vote doesn't really count that much. You know, we do it because we say, by God, I'm going to get my voice heard and I'm going to do my vote thing. And I'm going to say, this is what I think anyway. Whether or not it has any effect on anything, which I'm sure it doesn't, is another matter. But I've always said that locally you should really, you know, dive into your elections and all that kind of stuff because your elected representatives are, you know, they're right next door. They can hear you. They're part of the community. I thought that was true. Then last night the APCD voted on a 7-4 vote to approve this really shaky study that was done on the Ocean of Dunes. And so by 2015... at which time all the people now, if what they're saying is true about the particulate matter on the mesa, the people on the mesa will all be dead by 2015. So it won't really matter at that point. If there's nobody living on the mesa, does it matter? But they said, okay, yeah, we're going to go ahead with the plan. We're going to have fine, $1,000 a day fine if they want, you know, that kind of thing. So Karen's working hard. Karen Billy's working hard to try to say, you know what, here's what you should know. But apparently, the people that are on the APCD, they don't read CalcoastNews.com, which is really a shame because we could stand to have them read it. Okay, here's my phone numbers because you're gonna need them today. If you want 786-2578, 786-2578, and our toll free number is 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. The mother of one of Jerry Sandusky's alleged victims, the first to come forward in the case, said her son is afraid the former Penn State coach might go free and is worried to death.
When did you start to realize something was troubling your son?
I guess it was a long haul of clues and hints and behaviors. He went from, like, being a perfect, you know, 1-2-3 magic child to being ornery and being arrogant and mean. And we had a lot of different, you know, we started having serious disagreements. several times I asked the school to, you know, talk to him, and they had said, oh, he's just, there's no man in my house. He's just trying to stake his place in the world. He just, that's what teenagers do. But when he started withdrawing from there, he started, like, asking me to lie to him when he called him out and things like that.
So when Sandusky, after a while, he didn't want to see Sandusky anymore. When Sandusky would call, he would say, he would ask you to lie. He would ask you to say he wasn't around?
Yeah.
And that started making, that made you suspicious?
Yeah, very suspicious. And then out of the blue one day, he was sitting at a computer and wanted to look up sex weirdos.
So he wanted to do a search about sex offenders or sex weirdos, as
you
call them?
Yeah. He asked me what the website you get on to look them up is. And I told him it was Megan's Law, and he said, well, how do I type it in? So I gave him the web address. He typed it in the computer, and I said, who are you looking for? And he said, Terry. I kind of just, like, I don't know, I kind of froze. I was like, wow, what are you looking him up for? And he's like, oh, I don't know. Just want to see if he's on there. I said, well, why would he be on there? And he was coming to tell me, and he was like, no, don't think put those kind of people on there. I said, well, you need to tell me what is going on. And he said I don't know, sometimes you just act weird, so I just wanted to see if he was on there. That's all, and he just let it down. He said, I'm more outside, and he went and played. And that was the end of that conversation.
Oh, what a story. Whoa. First, everything else that's going to come out is going to be just hideous anyway. But that's what's going on. So that's the first mother. Of course, they disguised her voice. The first mother to speak up and say, you know, things are rotten in Denmark. All right, you're Bill Benica. This is Talk is Cheap, your Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining me on KYNS, your news station, 1340. And weather's going to be nice again today. Our weather, I think, is supposed to get lousy this weekend. I think that's it's nice today. I'm enjoying my second spring of the season. Because remember last year, we had a lot of rain last year. Are we due for that again? I think we are. I think we're supposed to. It's the El Nino or La Nina or La Pinta or Maria or whatever. And it affects it. I think we're supposed to get, I got to check with John Lindsay. I think we're supposed to get a lot of rain. All right, we're ready for it. We're ready to go. All right. The APCD vote is not why is actually not the thing that Karen Billy's coming in for at 105. Interesting enough, that's not it. But we'll talk about it a little bit. Once again, this reminder, Kathy Orton, who is the Resource Development Director for CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Kids, is going to come in. We're going to talk because they've got a big event coming up. And they'd like you to attend so that they can help with those kids. And we've been, Nancy and I think what we used to do when they had a dinner or something, they had an awards dinner. At the Dalla Day Adobe in a couple of years, two, 3 years we went over there. That was back in the coffee days. We made coffee for a bit. Anyway, what a great bunch of people they are, watching out for the kids. And here's what's weird, you know. I mean, here was a story in the paper today. Are you serious? Here I just play the thing about Sandusky, but here's what it says. USC's decline in child sex abuse incidents are down at least 38%. Not in Pennsylvania necessarily, but, you know, elsewhere. So they start out with, amid the furor over the Penn State sex abuse scandal, it's an easily overshadowed fact. The United States has huge strides over the past 20 years in reducing the prevalence of child sex abuse. But it makes you wonder, as our population increases, more rats in the cage, if, you know, this has anything to do with any of this at all. And pro. So I'm glad to hear that, but we'll see what happens after that. I love these happy stories. We've got to do a couple happy stories. A Maine couple have proved that true love knows no age limits. 88-year-old Paul Walker married his longtime sweetheart, 87-year-old. Ann Thayer, in a rehabilitation center in front of a small group of family and friends on Tuesday. Seated during the ceremony, the two leaned toward each other to kiss not just once but three times after being pronounced husband and wife. That's it, though. They're not going to do any more now. That's only three kisses. Walker of Lewiston and Thayer of Auburn had been dating for 17 years after meeting in Auburn Church. Both have been married before. But this is true love. What do they say? Second. What is it, Frank Sinatra? Second time around. All right. In just a moment or two, we're going to talk to Kathy Orton from CASA, and we'll be doing that right now. I'm going to interlude into it. I thought that'd be a good idea. Colby Calais.
You stuck on me in my laughing eyes. I can't pretend, though I try to hide. I like you. I like you. I think I felt my heart skip a beat. I'm standing here and I can hardly breathe. You got me, yeah. You got me. Take my hand, it's just so sweet. And that crooked smile of yours, it knocks me off my feet.
Hello, Colby Calais. And I'd like to welcome in the studio, if I may, at this very time, Kathy Orton. And Kathy, nice to see you today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Good afternoon.
Oh, yeah, you're very welcome. I'm thankful for you for coming in. All right, CASA Voices for Children. And let's first explain to people what CASA does, what actually CASA is about.
CASA is an acronym for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And what our trained volunteer advocates do is advocate for children in our community who've been abused, neglected, or abandoned and have come under the jurisdiction of our juvenile court only because of the abuse, abandonment, or the neglect that they've suffered. They're assigned a social worker, and if they're lucky, they also get a CASA volunteer.
Okay. And then they're involved with that child for how long?
Until their case is dismissed by the juvenile court judge, which tends to run anywhere between 18 and 24 months.
Wow. Long time.
Yes, it can be a very long long-term commitment. Some cases wrap up quicker, but many of them do run that long. And the volunteers understand what the guidelines are for that for their work when they come in.
If I ask you this, now this is, I'm going back many, many years on this thing at a radio station I was at in Washington, but the I was on a thing called the Council for Children, and we started a SCAN program, I think it was called. And a SCAN program, I think, was kind of what CASA is. If there was abuse in the home or something like that, then the people would go in with the cops and, you know, try to and take the kids and give them to social workers. And then they have, so I think it's the same idea.
Right. We're not there at the beginning like that. We don't go in
when
the abuse is originally reported. That's all been handled by the time we get involved. By the time we get involved, the allegations about the abuse have been confirmed and the children have been placed under the jurisdiction of the court, and at that point the judge will ask if we can supply a CASA volunteer for the child, and that's when we would get involved.
Okay. All right, now, I mentioned that, I don't know if you still have, for a few years in a row, my wife and I were involved with Slow Roast the Coffee, so we made coffee, and you guys would have your annual event at the Dalla Day Adobe. You'd have a dinner.
Yeah,
there.
We used to have a volunteer recognition there.
There was, right.
Yeah, that's been a while now. But yes, I do remember the Slow Roasted Coffee.
Well, we have to have volunteer recognition again, for gosh sake.
Yes.
I don't have any coffee left, but go. All right, we have a great luncheon, though, that's coming up. And this is to raise money, of course, and you can imagine what it would take to keep volunteers involved in such a thing. And I'll let you go ahead and talk about it. It's a big luncheon celebration.
Right. This is an annual event we've been doing now for a few years, and we've called it Voices for Children. It's a luncheon celebration for the holidays and a fundraiser for CASA. It's December 6th at the Madonna Inn, and you'll find no more festive place for the holidays than the Madonna Inn.
No, you will not.
The perfect setting.
Yeah.
And we're very excited to have Dave Hovde, the chief meteorologist from KSBY, as our MC. And if you've ever seen Dave, you know how much fun he is.
Dave
so he'll
fun.
He'll keep the whole crowd going. We'll have children performing from the Laureate School under the direction of Jamie Lewis. And then we also have our ever-popular live auction of holiday wreaths and floral arrangements. So you'll see local florists who really, one is, you know, you can't compare. They're just amazing wreaths for the holidays,
yeah.
And we auction those off.
How cool.
And then very popular with our crowd is jewelry with a past. We accept donations of people's jewelry, fine and costume jewelry, and then we put it into a sale for our guests. And it's just amazing what we get, and the guests just love it.
Cool. Now, I'll go ahead and say how much this is, because you might as well know, and that way you can allow for it. It's $50 a head, or $400 for a table of eight. So if you have a business that wants to do it, which would be really great. And you have to RSVP by November 30th, which is right around the bend here. So, and here's where you would RSVP, 541-6542. That's 541-6542. Or you can call that number. CASA, I'm sure you're on CASA.org. Is that on
Yes, slowcasa.org is another place you can go to make your reservations online. And I'd just like to remind people that this can be a great replacement for your office holiday party.
Sure.
If you treat your staff to this kind of a luncheon, it's just a lot of fun. And while you're having a great time, you're also supporting a major nonprofit in the community that really makes a difference for children.
And let me speak to the Madonna Inn when it comes to having catered banquet events.
Right.
You will never walk away disappointed. They don't bring you dry up chicken and nasty looking stuff. You know, the Madonna Inn serves you a great lunch, and even if it's a large group of people, they always do a magnificent job.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I've had
really
lunch there more than a few times, and I always love it.
Me too. So I just thought I'd mention it, because people sometimes shy away. They go, I don't know about these big events. But this is really a great event. And so now let's talk about volunteering as a CASA volunteer. What does that entail? Obviously, we just learned it and can entail a lot of time. But how do you get all your volunteers?
Well, you know, they just come to us. We do promote a lot in the local media. And we have our website, and we always try to direct traffic there. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. But we are always recruiting for new volunteers. We will schedule 5 classes for 2012, and so we'll do night classes, we'll do day classes, we'll hopefully have another class up in the North County. We have a great need for volunteers up there right now, as well as the entire county. So we're always trying to gear our training to fit everyone's schedule, basically.
So you, so here's the interesting thing, I would think. With a volunteer pool that you need, you're in some ways you're in competition, I suppose, with somebody like Big Brothers, Big Sisters to just get volunteers.
Oh, well, yeah, we are, because it's the same people. If you love kids, you're going to look into several organizations who work with children, and we have wonderful organizations in our community. But CASA is very unique in that it is the only program in our county that provides the service that we provide. We are the only CASA program, and we not only become mentors to the children, we certainly do that, just like Big Brothers Big Sisters do that, but we also have a court order that entitles us to all confidential information about the child, and based on all the information that we can gather about that child, we can obtain school records and medical records. And, of course, we're meeting with the child weekly as a volunteer. We then make recommendations to the juvenile court about what's in the children's best interest. So we influence services the children get. We influence the placement that the children get. Basically, it's kind of one step beyond Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Right.
And when the judge reads, gets information, she gets two reports when she makes decisions about for the children. And she will get a report from CASA and a report from the social worker. So you can imagine that. You carry a lot of influence as a CASA volunteer. You really become an expert about that child.
Now, I didn't ask you something that I should have asked you right in the very beginning. So are the children placed in foster care?
Yeah, primarily
okay.
They're in foster care, although the plan is always to reunify children with their families when their families can become safe, nurturing, healthy homes, provide those healthy homes again. And so that's always the goal. So somewhere along the line, that's happening for a great deal of
people. Does that usually mean that the abuser has to step out of the picture?
It might mean that, but more often in our community, the problem is drug or alcohol use on the part of the parents to the addiction to the point where they've totally neglected their kids. That's the most common scenario, although there are others. And if those parents can get treatment and become sober and stay that way, then there's a good chance they can reunite with their children. They will reunite if they stay clean and sober and work their
cool
program.
This is really great. I have to tell you this because for this CASA program is actually marvelous. Years and years, we're going to go back years and years and years and years ago, and I was a volunteer. It was part of come on, Bill, think of it. It was part of a class that I had for college. And so you had choices. And I volunteered at a place in Altadena called 5 Acres. And what they did was kids that were so severely goofed up because of neglect or abuse, they had to put them in this institution.
Right.
Is basically what it was. And they were there and from the time they were, they could be there from 8 to 17 years old. If they weren't placed by the time they were 17, then sadly they were going to juvie hall. It was kind of, I'm sorry, 8 to 12, and then if they weren't placed by the time they were 13, they were going to go to juvie hall. They had no alternative at that time.
Wow.
in Pasadena. So that was really weird. But one of the things that was a startling experience for some of these kids were just how especially the abused kids, how traumatic their lives were and how disruptive they were and how they try to hurt themselves and all this kind of stuff. And it was really quite remarkable. And I would literally in the afternoon sometimes spend an hour just hugging a kid on the ground so he'd calm down. A whole hour. You just to be hugging the kid on the ground. But of course, these were kids that weren't as in bad shape as the kids that CASA sees. I think what's really wonderful is there wasn't, that I know of, back then, I don't think there was an intermediary program of any kind. I just don't
remember. Well, probably not. CASA began in Seattle in 1977 and didn't come to our community, San Luis Obispo, until 1993.
Okay.
And we've been in existence and growing since then.
Oh, okay. So 77 in Seattle. So this would have been before that. Yeah, so that's really cool. And how did you get involved, Kathy, in the organization?
Actually, I got involved because I read an article in the newspaper about CASA right when it was starting, and I went through training in 1994, and I became an advocate. And I've been involved with the organization either as a volunteer or a part-time staff member ever since.
Wow, that's pretty great. All right, let's talk once again about the luncheon. The luncheon celebration is December 6th, and is that what day of the week?
That is a Tuesday.
Tuesday. Because for somewhere November just went by. Next week is Thanksgiving.
Well, it
somehow
really did, and that's why we've got to get our reservations made here, because with the holidays, Thanksgiving interfering,
boy,
it's a short week next week.
You. And I will also mention this. I've had Thanksgiving at the Madonna Inn. They do a good job of that, too.
Oh, good to know.
All right. So don't forget there's going to... Now, tell me about the jewelry affair here.
Well, yeah, Jewelry with the Past is really fun because we collect donations from all kinds of people who are cleaning out and making room for new jewelry. And we actually have a following of women who love this event because of the jewelry, because we get such amazing donations, and then we price it or auction it. And you can pick up great things anywhere from, you know, $5 or $10 on up. And you can do some Christmas shopping or buy things for yourself. Secretly, I think most of those ladies are shopping for themselves. But
great. Great. Well, okay. And then don't forget they're going to have a holiday wreath and floral arrangement auction also. And that'll be a live auction. Does Dave Hufty do the auctioning?
Yes. Yes, right. He'll do that too.
He'll be practicing his twang so he can do the auction properly at Voices for Children. This is a great event. Once again, it's sponsored partly by New Times. We'll mention them.
Yes.
And thank them for doing that. And I think that this is a lot of fun. I hope you'll make the phone call. The number is 541-6542. That's 541-6542. It's from 11:30 on Tuesday the 6th to 1:30 in the afternoon, just about the time most people take for lunch anyway. They're just goofing around. And so, and it's $50 a head. And so I encourage it. I think this is an amazing, wonderful organization and what it does for kids. And you had an event a while back, and you ran an ad thanking the people that were involved in the event.
Yes.
I have to tell you what, there's nobody that wasn't involved.
We have amazing community support, and I'd like to thank everyone out there who supports us, and businesses, individuals. It's really quite amazing all the people that come together to support CASA, and we're very grateful for that. More than 60% of our budget is from local community donations, fundraisers,
That's great.
We get, and it's very needed, and we're very thankful.
Support CASA again, please, or for the first time if you haven't before, and go to our lunch at Madonna Inn on December 6th from 11:30 to 1:30, and you'll have a great time, and I thank you very much, Kathy, for coming by and sharing.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, and I'll say happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you.
Right. Oh, come on. We just had this pipe fixed.
Well, if we had just...
I know. If we had just called Ben Franklin Plumbing like you suggested, we wouldn't need another repair.
I don't want to say I told you so, but it's no secret that Ben Franklin Plumbing is the only plumber to call. From remodels to new construction, Ben Franklin Plumbing does the job right the first time. Plus, their 7-day, 24-hour service means every emergency is taken care of quickly and correctly.
Fine. Let's call Ben Franklin Plumbing.
You'll like this part. Ben Franklin Plumbing is offering $50 off all new business. And when Ben Franklin Plumbing schedules an appointment, they're on time. Or they pay $5 a minute for every minute they're late.
Are you telling me that a plumber will pay me when they're not on time?
That's right. But don't spend that money so fast. Ben Franklin Plumbing is committed to on-time quality service.
So, what's Ben Franklin Plumbing's number? I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
I kind of like that. I thought hearing was in Finland. And Swiss Dental is helping sponsor Talk is Cheap, and we thank them very much for doing so. All right, we are underway here. You're with Bill Benica. This is Talk is Cheap on 1340 KYNS, your news station, at around 12:05-ish, as you know. So I've posted, I've got tubular bells ready to go again, because I never know how long it's going to take. In case Karen's late. So let me tell you what's going on at Spencer's Fresh Market. It's lunchtime right now. It's lunchtime right now. Let me remind you first before I do that, if I can. In about 15 minutes, we have a soldier returning from, a National Guard soldier returning from Iraq. And he's been there a long year. And so he's going to arrive. And if you have a chance to get over to the airport, you'll see lots of people with flags and jumping around and all that. And if you can be part of that, we much appreciate that. So that's happening almost as we speak. It's actually happening as we speak. Let me tell you about Spencer's Fresh Markets, because here's what's going on. They got the big turkey thing happening because it's Thanksgiving. And I have to tell you, we have in the past, we've gotten a Merry free-range turkey. And it's absolutely excellent. It's fresh. It's just completely yummy. They don't have any funny stuff, no antibiotics and none of that stuff. And so they're really, really a great turkey. And if one of the free-range turkey offers superior taste is the high-protein diet, complete with the finest grains and vegetable proteins, these eateries provide an abundant source of energy to grow. So you got all that great thing going on. So you have to pre-order that thing, and say, you have to know, let them know in advance order. So you can contact any of the five locations and say, I need one of them there turkeys. And here's how much it has to weigh. Also for the holidays, we have Martinelli's Sparkling Cider, 2 for $4 at Spencer's Fresh Markets. And I don't know anything about baking and all that stuff, but I know this stuff is involved. That's the best I can do. Here's what I'm telling you about. We have a Swanson's broth. Yeah, you know, I tell you, put some broth in it. They have the Nestle's morsels, so in case you're gonna make cookies. Libby's 100% pure pumpkin, in case you're gonna make pumpkin-y stuff. Caramelized evaporated milk is $1.39. The pumpkin is $2.99 a can. And then Ocean Spray cranberry sauce, 2 for $3. You can't hardly beat that. And then Wishbone salad dressing is 2 for $5. So that's a great deal. Mrs. Cubbinson's croutons. Yeah, you get that? And that appears Mrs. Cubbinson's stuffing and dressing, just $1.99 a box of stuff. So get the stuff you need for your holidays right there at Spencer's Fresh Markets. You'll always be glad you did. And don't forget, well, right around the bend, we'll be doing the big, for Christmas, we'll be doing the big roast thing, you know, where they have the special roast that they all spice up for you. Know? But in the meantime, in between time, you can get a bone-in ribeye roast for $6.99 a pound, which is a great price. And they also have honey glazed spiral sliced ham for just $2.39 a pound. So there's lots and lots of things to offer your guests when you go to Spencer's Fresh Markets, including all the veggies and stuff like that and whatever else. And don't forget the deli department. Here's some ice cream for dessert. 2 for $6 for Breyer's ice cream. Spencer's Fresh Markets. Oh, and here's some pies, too. Spencer's Fresh Markets in San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and in Santa Maria.
They got it all. They got it all.
I'm trying to get organized here. So, try to sit up. They gave me a new chair, which is it was kind of nice. I'm kind of getting used to it. It supports me. It completes me. We have a vandal striking the Mission Church. You may have seen this story. First, they took a painting, and it's like they dropped it. And it's goofed it up. This guy, they have already arrested. And he's a homeless guy. What do you do with a homeless man? You have no idea. You can't get blood out of a turnip. Anyway, and then he started a little fire on the statue. Now, so here's I'm going to give you a preview of what we're actually going to talk about. So here's a good example of mental health issues, obviously. And those that affect the homeless, and what kind of care do they get? That's what we're going to talk to Karen Beatley about at 105. What kind of mental health care do you get when you're in San Luis Obispo and you get sent to mental health? Revenue drop chops. Are you ready for this? I don't know how anybody does math this bad. I don't get it. But okay. I have to have a calculator. I don't do math that great, but you know, I'm like a lot of people. But here's the thing. If I noticed I was going to be $3.7 billion in the hole of what I expected to be, you know, I think somebody should notice that works for the state. Shouldn't the auditor know that? Is that what the state auditor's job is to say, you know what, we're going to have a $3.7 billion deficit we didn't know about. But that's what he did. They should have known about it. Now they're told they don't have to, you know, we're screwed. So that's what's going on there. And then as Cal State University continues to raise the salaries of its upper echelon people, it's now approving a 9% tuition hike to help pay for those salaries. It reminds me of the APCD. So it's a 9% tuition hike being chucked down to the kids. Yeah. It's so... It's an absolutely insane thing these days, and we've talked about this, that you get student loans to the point that you are struggling forever after you get out of school to try to pay those loans. And the question is, but then everyone will tell you, every guidance counselor in the world says, but you got to have a college degree because otherwise you're not going to earn anything. And that's not really true. When I think of some of the people who charge me stuff that have no college degrees, I'll tell you. I don't know. It takes a lot more thinking now when you're a youngster, to, getting ready to leave high school and all that. What do I do? All right. What else? We got another happy story here. The dog that survived an Alabama dog pound's gas chamber has found a permanent home in New Jersey. Daniel, a beagle mix named by animal control workers in Alabama after the biblical figure who survived the lion's den, joined four of the rescued dogs November 10th, the home of Joe Dwyer and his family in Nutley, about 10 miles west of New York City. I had my New Jersey hat on yesterday. Nutley, New Jersey, which is just down the street from Ireland. Anyway, that's where the home, the dogs are going home, and that's really kind of cool, too. Now, there were some things I want to tell you about. Oh, tomorrow is Regis Philbin's last day. So let's say you say, but I don't watch Regis Philbin, Bill. I go to work. Let's say you want to play hooky. Let's say whatever, but here's the deal. If you can see it, the guy, he's been on the air longer than any other human being in the whole wide world, whether you love him or hate him. I don't think that matters. Pretty good record, I'd say. I enjoy the guy. All right. Other things, because we're getting close to the top of the hour here, so I'm trying to figure out where I'm going right here. We have, let's do this gossipy stuff. Dawn breaks on Vampire Saga, the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. So here's the interesting thing about this. So they're doing what they did with, they're making sure they have this figured out. The girl, Bella, is that her name? She's getting married, having babies and whatnot, And wolves are involved, all those wolves, which is interesting that I'm always not been really happy about wolves, and so maybe that's why I don't really watch this stuff. So here's what they did. So much like Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 7, they had Part 7A and Part 7B. So they were basically saying, we know we're going to wrap it up after this. And I think that's kind of what they're saying with this whole run of Twilight thing is, okay, this is part one and then part two and then we're done. But that doesn't, not necessarily, You could have part one, part two, part three, part four, part five, part six, you could be just going on forever. These people could be playing these roles for the rest of their lives. We don't know. Okay. Now, you know who's going to get another shot? And I have to admit, I think he's a very funny man, Ricky Gervais. I think I really think he's a funny guy. And, and everybody talks about the fact he's the one that invented the show The Office. But I think Ricky Gervais is funny. When he did the Golden Globes before, I was kind of wincing myself a little bit. That's very English kind of humor, to make fun of people that are famous. That's what they do. And so... they're going to give him another shot. You can tell it'll be different than last time. I mean, he's just not going to do it the same way. But so then you wonder, okay, what direction is he going to go? Who knows? As we know already, of course, that Billy Crystal's going to take Eddie Murphy's spot for the Academy Awards. Justin Bieber's paternity suit was pulled. The DNA test is still on, though, so that's curious. But that's as far as anything we know about that. And here's another thing right here. Winehouse wrote songs for a third CD before she passed away. And also this on the news, a triplex in Silver Lake that was once home to teenage Steve McQueen is on the market for $599,000. Boy, Silver Lake used to be more than that. The updated Spanish-style building constructed in 1923 contains 3 one-bedroom units and 1,600 square feet on 2 levels. McQueen, who died in 1980 at 50, was known for his tough guy persona. We know what he did. Okay, so I don't have to say what he appeared in. We know what he appeared in. Now, today in Parade Magazine, we have John Tesh. Did I bring that with me? Oh, there I did. I don't need it. I did bring it. Here, this Ticket Magazine. Here's John Teshter. He's on the front. And it's a fun article, really, because he basically said, you know, here I was doing that thing on TV, you know, where you talked about everybody else that was doing stuff and getting in trouble and, you know, having problems and all that, whatever the name that show was. And he said, I wasn't happy doing that. I didn't really want to be doing that. You can understand that. He said, I always wanted to do music, so guess what? He's got, what did they say, how many albums he's got? It's in here somewhere. It's like amazing. He's been banging that piano a whole bunch, you know, since he left that TV show. But this is pretty amazing. And he's, we will feature, as we go out today, we'll feature John the Tesh Monster himself. Here's the thing right here. John Tesh, Cal Poly Arts is going to have John Tesh in the Big Band Christmas, and that's going to be starting December 1st. That's going to be starting and ending with that thing right there. So it's going to be the one-day event of Thursday, December 1st, the Big Band Beat, because we're going with John Tesh. All right, so I just want to tell you about that. Here's another thing. We'll get somebody from Sorcerer Productions in here to talk about Forever Plaid, which is November 25th through December 18th. We'll make sure we get that handled. And we have, well, there's other interesting things that in the Ticket magazine today. It was quite a deal. Here it is. John Tesh always wanted fame, but not the way he was getting it. He wanted fame as a musician. Okay. Let me tell you what else is in here real quick. All right. Okay, here's The Undead Marriage. The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1, three tickets they get. Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson tie the knot and prepare for a child in the latest Twilight. Robert Pattinson is a little bit more comfortable these days when he's on talk shows and being interviewed. He's more human. Happy Feet. I always say this. They always Happy Feet number two isn't as good as number one. Heck, take the kids. What else is this? This is at the Palm. Take Shelter. I got to call Jim and see if he's coming in tomorrow. Hopefully he'll be in tomorrow. I'm hoping. Other things are going on. So here, headed out for Twilight, read these two bits. Don't leave the theater when the closing credits start because there is an additional scene. Pay close attention to all the guests attending Bella's wedding. Author Stephanie Meyer makes a cameo. The film had to be edited to avoid an R rating when Kristen Stewart got too energetic from the honeymoon there. They had a trim on that. Because so much of the action takes place in the Cullens' home, the huge house was built on location in Vancouver. Bella's unique pregnancy caused her to lose a massive amount of weight, and it took 3 years and 3 months to film the five movies. All right, that's everything you always want to know about Twilight, and stuff that you probably never imagined you want to know, but there it is right there. I generally stay for credits nowadays. I think I almost always do, because you know what they oftentimes do? They'll throw a song in there that's, you know, might be really great. All of a sudden, a song comes up that doesn't make any sense. It's there, but it comes up anyway. All right. We are going to have, I think it's Wednesday. I'm pretty sure it's Wednesday. Craig Schaefer is going to come in, and we're going to talk about A Christmas Carol that's playing at the Marion Theater for PCPA. And here's all the great actors from PCPA. And Andrew Philpott plays Philip Marley's, the late part of Philip Marley. Sets the Ebenezer Scrooge is Pete Hadre's. And Kitty Bailey's in it, and Eric Stein's in it, who plays the Ghost of Christmas Present. So it should be just a hoot, and we're going to go, matter of fact, we're going Saturday, and so I'll have a report on it for next week. There's another thing I thought was going to be really good, and it's 8 p.m. Friday and 2 p.m. Saturday. Everything's booked right now to go see something. Clark Center is doing Ain't Misbehavin' in town, and I would guess that's just going to be great. So I just thought I'd mention some of these things as we go along here. And then somebody did a thing about Linz, A Touch is as Sweet as Ever in Linz and Cameron. Nice people, John, Reenie, Lynn, and everybody. All right, Aaron. All right. Is that it? That's it, Bill. That's all there is. That's it for that. All right. Anything else, Bill? No. Go home. Now, there is other stuff. Here, a woman accused of embezzling tens of thousands of dollars from two high-profile local nonprofit organizations made no contest Tuesday to two counts of grand theft by embezzlement, according to the San Luis Obispo County District Attorney's Office. Excuse me. Morgan Rafferty entered her plea before San Luis Obispo Superior Court Judge John Trice. Rafferty, who had lived in Arroyo Grande, was accused of embezzling $31,000 from Others for Peace, about the same amount from the Environmental Center of San Luis Obispo. That's a lot of money. Yeah. That's a lot of dough. the embezzlement. I used to try to embezzle from my older brother's stash. It's about 35 cents. Okay. Oh, guess what's coming? Cowboy cooking's coming to San Luis Obispo. Recipes dating back to the 40s and 50s were gathered from local ranchers. So this place is going to open up. Matt Pierce, owner of Old San Luis Barbecue Catering. And I encountered them somewhere, and they did a good job. They had good food. I think it was good. Anyway, so they're going to have where the little doggy place was. Their menu is going to have barbecue sandwiches, salads, french fries, milkshakes, as well as to-go family meals, etc. So that's opening up on Hydera Street. And so we have another restaurant opening up in the happiest little town in the United States of America, San Luis Obispo, California.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Fewer teenagers are giving birth these days. In point of fact, declines were seen in most age groups and for all races.
The number of teenage girls giving birth is the lowest it's ever been, down 9% from the previous year.
The 9% decline was quite amazing.
Brady Hamilton with the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics says birth rates were also down for women in their 20s. The only group to see an increase was women in their early 40s. The CDC also reporting the first decline in C-sections in over a decade. The declines in births are believed to be directly linked to the bad economy. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
The man arrested in Pittsburgh for firing some drive-by pot shots at the White House last Friday has been charged now with trying to assassinate the president or maybe someone on his staff.
I'm Dan Revive on the north lawn of the White House. Ortega is charged with attempting to assassinate the president or members of his staff. That could mean life in prison. He allegedly fired two shots toward the south side of the White House last Friday night. One of them cracked some bulletproof glass that protects one of the windows of the Obama family residence upstairs.
The Occupy protesters in New York have said now they'll try to block people from getting on the subways.
They're singing songs and carrying signs, mostly college students, hundreds of them here in Union Square. It's one of more than a dozen New York subway hubs where protesters intend to occupy today, not shut them down. The idea then, though, is to converge near City Hall. Thousands are expected, then a march across the Brooklyn Bridge. Last time that was attempted, 700 people were arrested.
CBS's Jim Taylor at Union Square in New York City, including this morning's activities at Wall Street. Police say 177 arrests today so far. New unemployment applications last week fell to 388,000, another 5,000 improvement. Encouraging, says economist Joel Naroff.
It's getting just a touch easier out there for all those unemployed. So this was a very, very good report.
Good because it brought the four-week running average down below 400,000. Employment is expected to improve at this time of the year for the holidays. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 134 points. The Nasdaq lost about 50 plus today. On the Solyndra solar energy scandal, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu told Congress members, no, the White House did not want the failing company to delay layoffs until after the 2010 midterms, and no, the White House never asked Chu to make political decisions on Solyndra.
As the Secretary of Energy, the final decisions on Solyndra were mine, and I made them with the best interests of the taxpayer in mind.
Solyndra took a $500 million loan from the government and promptly folded. Police in Delaware wrote up the boy's mother for letting her son drive to school. Of course, he's nine. She explained he begged her to let him drive, and she couldn't say no. Been saying yes since he was five, and it's only a quarter of a mile. This is CBS News.
Come into the Home Depot today for free Black Friday savings on a wide selection of appliances. You don't have to wait until the day after Thanksgiving for savings like $200 off your choice of a front load or top load washer from LG. They're just $499 each right now. So beat the crowds with free Black Friday savings on appliances today. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. Home Depot store for details.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Electricity and hydrogen are not the only options for greener cars. We have plenty of natural gas, and it's not only clean, it can save money.
The natural gas-powered Civic won the Green Car of the Year mantle over two electric vehicles, a hybrid and a diesel. Honda's marketing director, Mike Acaviti, says this will raise the image of natural gas as an alternative.
Natural gas seems to be one of the best-kept secrets out there. You know, this car will help us reduce our dependency on foreign oil.
Because of limited infrastructure, Honda only sells about 1,000 natural gas-powered Civics a year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Los Angeles.
No word who would have received the gifts in Springfield, Ohio, but a driver from all the way over in Washington State was stopped by Ohio State troopers who say they found 25 small gift-wrapped packages, each with a little more than a pound of marijuana inside, about half a kilo. Now he's in a whole heap of trouble and a long way from home. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The Home Depot has pre-Black Friday prices on appliances today. Get $700 off a stainless steel French door Maytag Ice 2O refrigerator that uses even less energy than an average light bulb. All for just $1,198. Beat Black Friday's crowds with a wide selection of appliances at pre-Black Friday prices today. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last through November 28th, U.S. only, see store for details.
My daughter's wedding day. Took some doing to get here. And that personal loan from One Main Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
You've made promises, we can help you keep them. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
opinions expressed on Talk is Cheaper, bills, the callers, and the occasional stray that wanders in the studio. They're not necessarily those of the owners, management, sponsors, staff, delivery people, janitorial service. Consider this a personal invitation to pick up the phone and exercise your constitutional right to express your opinion.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalCoastNews.com right here. Karen Vealey's with me. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Let's do this right away. Let's do phone numbers so you have them, and you're certainly welcome to call in and comment or ask questions, whatever you may want to do. 786-2578, 786-2578, or 1-866-937-1340, 1-866-937-1340. I just realized I should have gotten both of us a water. All right. We'll try to get through this. And please, again, feel free to call in. Here's what we're going to do today. Today's going to be tomorrow, but today. So we're going to do our Friday kind of wrap-up thing, but we're going to do it today because circumstances with...
I have a family member that's had some health issues, and I'm driving them to a doctor visit tomorrow.
All right, so that's why that's happening. So anyway, we're happy to have Karen today. So we're kind of do our week in review pretty much today, although we will remind you for sure to head to CalCoastNews.com tomorrow because you're going to be very interested in what you find there, I truly, truly believe.
There'll be a large breaking story. It'll be going up late tonight.
All right. So make sure you take advantage of that. Let me do this. I'm completely, something went away that wasn't supposed to go away in here. I'll just get you back. That's all. I can get you back, kiddo. No problem. All right, well, let's first talk about what happened as far as the APCD yesterday.
Yeah, the APCD had the hearing on the dunes. And this was a controversial study done by the county and the Air Pollution Control District locally that blames sand particles blowing down into the Pomo area on the cars on the dunes, on the 10% of the dunes. Several others say that the study was skewed and it was a money grab by the district. District officials, about 30 people came in and spoke against it from Napomo. Bornstein, the health administrator here in the county, got up and said she thought it was hurting people and causing heart attacks. Though I did receive an email yesterday from a UCLA health specialist who said that her reasoning has been completely disproven and that it is not considered to be at levels that are dangerous at all, and that our air quality there is actually better than much of the country for PM10.
Why do you think, Karen, this begs to be asked today, of course, why do you think on a 7-4 vote that the concerns that were raised about this study and how it was done, you know, why was everybody so hell-bent on leather to vote this thing in?
It appears, you know, the Sierra Club was there. There are a lot of people that are opposed to the dunes and for the dunes for many reasons for decades.
Right.
And there are a lot of people that say, I want this to go through because I don't like the dunes. I don't like the waste of gas. I am an environmentalist, and I don't think they should be running cars on the dunes. That's a whole different issue. This isn't an issue for or against the dunes. This is an issue saying that state parks, the cars on the dunes are responsible, and state park is going to have to pay fines if it can't mitigate. And if cars on 10% of the dunes are not causing higher levels to a big degree downwind, then there's nothing they can do to mitigate, because if they put up more plants there and that is not the cause, and it's the cause of wind, and the other 90% of the dunes is still blowing sand up toward, it's a natural phenomenon, you can't control Mother Nature. So this could end up being an impact on the cars being on the dunes. But many people I talked to, even some of the people voting, were saying, well, I'm opposed to cars on the dunes. That's not the issue. But the other issue is, I've already been told that the state has sent information regarding this over to the Attorney General, that there is very likely to be a lawsuit against the county. And if they can prove that this was a manipulated study, that the peer reviewers were compromised, and there's emails out there that show the peer reviewers are compromised. One actually writes back and says, I don't really understand this. This isn't what I do, but, yeah, it looks good. So the other four peer reviewers actually were either involved in doing the study or employed by people doing the study. So it wasn't a non-biased peer review according to emails.
Yeah.
So this could, if it is proven not to be biased, could cost the residents of this community.
I think I sort of feel that one way or the other, there was a lawsuit was going to come out of this one direction or the other. But I was just sort of surprised to me at how aggressively it was voted for approval, despite the fact that, you know, Calcos News has brought up a lot of questions, and other people have brought up other questions. So it's just really curious.
And Tessera, I heard, voted for the rule after hearing from probably 30 of his constituents. But again, there's been a lot. Larry Allen has been promoting that they're sick. If you have a breathing problem, if everyone notices, I cough a lot, and yeah. I have asthma. I live in the wrong area, so I don't blame it on the dunes. But, you know, if I was living up on the dunes and I was repeatedly told, if you have a breathing problem, it's the sand from the dunes, I might wonder, hey, is this causing my breathing problems currently?
Right.
Asthma throughout the county is on the rise. They do not know why. A number of breathing issues are throughout the county on the rise. They are not on the rise in the Napomo Mesa only. It is a county-wide issue and a statewide issue. So there is a number of issues that weren't addressed by the study. I think it'll be interesting if this actually goes to court and the issues come out. The State Parks is actually mentioning that, you know, there could even be fraud allegations against the district. So this could become a much bigger issue.
We got lots to get to. We'll continue on as we go here. This is a so the big story today that we wanted to really bring up, beside, well, of course, that became a big story all by itself, is once again we have a serious problem in county mental health and what has happened in county mental health. If you remember, we had a short time ago, it came up that 2 years ago, a woman had been put in there and beaten by a man, and that was about 2 years ago. And so it was captured on the film, and this was, her name is Lane, right?
Valerie Lane,
yeah, okay. And it was really a very hideous affair. I mean, the guy just pounded her 12 times in the head. And so now we have something as bad, for sure, or worse.
Yeah, it was, and the interesting thing on this one, there are allegations of a lot of problems at mental health, and that they aren't watching the patients, and that officers are sometimes dropping by patients that are criminals that would be better off in the jail system. And the jail does have mental health facilities, does have mental health, very good mental health. So if there is a problem and you have someone come in on drugs who's a criminal, there will be ability to take care of him if he is having a mental health issue. But what has happened here was there was a gentleman that was talking to himself at in Paso Robles early in the morning and talking to people randomly walking by. Now, I did speak to someone from County Mental Health, and they said if we brought everybody in that was speaking to themselves, we could never, ever have anybody else in here, and it would be, there's no way they could do it.
Right.
He said, just walk in the library any afternoon, you're going to find at least 14 people talking to themselves. So it's they don't bring you into county mental health because you're acting bizarre. It has to be other reasons. They ended up taking him for a drug test. Now they're saying they don't know if the drug test showed cocaine. I'm told by people at mental health that he was brought in and they was told that he was high on cocaine. He was very out of it on the cocaine. They brought him in. He was a registered sex offender. He hadn't been registered for a while and had failed to register 2 days before the arrest. On the 11th, he was arrested on the 13th. He went into Paso Robles and registered. I've also talked to a mental health professional that said that there shows that he wasn't out of his mind. He had the wherewithal to say, hey, I better register. So then they took him... if an officer takes, a police officer in Paso Robles took him to mental health, if a police officer arrests him, he was under the influence and took him to county jail, it would have been hours of paperwork for the officer. And it appeared to be around shift change. If you go to county mental health, you have about 5 minutes of paperwork. I've had several sources. I had police officer sources telling me this happened and several sources from the county complaining about this almost immediately. And that the big issue here was right after the assault, where this woman is very upset. Let me explain the assault. They bring the man in as a sex offender on cocaine and do not watch him. He walks into the room of another patient. He holds his hands over her face, putting abrasions on her face and sexually assault her. He did not rape penetrate her, but he did sexually assault her. He held her hostage for around 5 minutes before anyone realized that he was in there assaulting the woman. He was, police were called, then staff got together to make sure that they, according to people that I've talked to make sure that everyone was on the same story for when the police arrived. They were then later told not to tell. Emails went around the police department not to talk, I was told. You know, this is a private matter. So this this woman that was assaulted is a mentally ill patient that is in regularly, and she has had a long history of mental illness and was very, very taken back by the event.
Here's a weird thing. I'm going to tie these two stories together because I've already commented on this earlier today. We have the guy that was in the mission that sets fire to the statue. All right. And now we have this guy who's a sexual sex offender. Now, apparently they got the whole thing backwards. It's like the police got the whole thing backwards, quite frankly. This guy should have gone to jail. The guy who's lighting the statue on fire, who's a homeless guy lighting a statue on fire, he obviously has mental health problems. You know, I mean, there's no reason to do it. You know, what would you do it for? You know, he's not well, I would say. So he's the one to me that should go to mental health, not jail. Say, here, there's something wrong with this guy. He's setting a statue in the church on fire.
But this isn't this isn't the first time they've taken someone that they know is aggressive. The other gentleman that attacked Valerie Lane had a long history of violent assaults. Long, long history of just walking up to people and hitting them and absolutely hurting them. He has also been resisting arrest, attacking police officers. You have people that are very, very violent. Then at mental health, you may have someone that has self-put themselves in. They're depressed. Maybe their doctor is worried they're going to hurt themselves as Valerie Lane, and said, you know, you need to check yourself in. I'm worried about you. And so you have someone that's trying to help themselves and then has a life-changing event. Valerie Lane will never be quite the same. She is going blind in one eye from retinal detachment from the beating. Her eye has a blood wet red in half of it, so every time she looks in the mirror, she is reminded of this event and will be for the rest of her life.
Let me ask you this question. Is there a way at mental health, because I'm not familiar with it at all, the facility, is there a way at mental health to isolate someone that's put in there?
They are supposed to isolate someone that is, you know, a danger. The other thing is, they're going under the assumption that they are a long-term care facility or a medium-term care, but they're actually running it now as a short-term facility where people usually only stay 3 days or so. So there are different requirements for both. But Jim McKiernan claims that, you know, that state laws require them to have safety programs for their patients. They're also supposed to be watching the patients. I mean, this man, a known sex offender on cocaine, was able to wander into another person's room.
So here we have two assaults in 2 years, and no one was ever held accountable for the Lane incident, correct?
He was arrested. I don't know exactly what happened with
the arrest. No, not him. I'm talking about somebody from mental health.
No, mental health, and actually, I don't know if anyone was ever fired or if there was any problems, but he was... mental health does not want to pay her. She tried to get money for her damages, and it went to the Board of Supervisors, who denied the claim, and now Jim McKiernan is suing for more than they were going for before. On this one, I know that I have heard from people inside that they are worried that this could end up in a lawsuit. But Valerie Lane told me she wants them to take better care of the patients. She said you should be able to go in there as someone that's depressed and expect to be safe and not expect to have criminals in there with you, violent criminals with histories of assaults and sexual assaults. And these are the two we know of. I've been told that there are a lot of problems with issues like this at County Mental Health. And it was very hard to get anyone to speak about this. You know, on the record, the doctor didn't call back. Jeff Hamm didn't call back. There just was, you know, and on the other one with Valerie Lane, same thing. Well, we can't talk about it. It could be it's a lawsuit issue. But Valerie Lane says they need to protect their patients. We need to have a mental health facility that is a safe haven. This is not a Tascadero prison, you know, this or prison hospital. This is a hospital where people can go that are sick. and that have mental health issues.
Let's just put it this way. Let's say all of a sudden Benica has panic attacks or something similar to that.
Yeah.
I can go to mental health and say, I'm having this terrible time because there's something in way you can help me, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's, again, you're not sentenced to go there. You're not, while the police officers may have delivered the man there, and that's what they decided to do with him, what has to be understood is Bill Benica could be there at the same time because Bill Benica was having panic attacks and said, I need to check into mental health.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the law, as for this gentleman on the cocaine, the law says you cannot take someone in for issues that appear to be caused by drugs. So you can't, if they think his erratic behavior was caused from the drugs, they cannot. That is not a legal reason to take him to county mental health. That's a legal reason to arrest him, take him to jail where he will receive mental health, so, you know, treatment. But again, the officer has a lot more paperwork to do. It's much tougher on the officer to take him to jail than to take him to county mental health.
Amazing. And of course, now we have this other situation that has arisen, which I don't know why we thought it would do anything else. Because we have no room in our prisons, we decided to put everybody in the jails, and now we have no room in our jails. So everybody's going to have to, they're going to put them back. You know what they used to do back in the Vietnam days? They'd make them go on the service.
Well, you know, the other issue is, our jails are not just impacted because of the amount of arrests in the state. There was a lot of lobbying. People do not get out of jail. If you're given 20 years to life, it's life in the state. To have it not is almost like winning the lottery. California is now the prison capital of the world. Every once in a while, Russia will go or somewhere else will go a little bit higher. Primarily, California has more per population in jail because of the length of our sentences, because people do not get out. And you can have someone in the jail, you know, that is dying of cancer, sick, has insurance on the outside, family wants them on the outside, they're 80 years old and can't even get out of bed, and they won't let them out. I know one case in particular of a man that follows this. I can't think of his name right now. He's a gentleman. He had been a bus driver for Greyhound for 20-some years, and had gone to Greyhound and said, I'm mentally ill right now. I'm losing it. He had married someone, I think, like 25 years his junior, was fighting. And he said, I've lost it. I need help. They gave him a week off instead of sending him to mental health. He then, with his wife, went to the Oceano Police Department. I think it was the Sheriff's Department in Oceano, I think, and shot her in the head in front of two officers. He was given 20 years to life in prison. At the time, Greyhound at that time said, we're going to keep your pension going. We're going to keep your insurance going. And again, he had gone to them and said, I need help. I need somebody to do something with me. I am out of it. He is now dying of cancer. He is very, very sick. He has been in jail he's older. He's probably been in jail 25 years now. And his family says, let him be out here with us. But instead, we're probably paying $300,000-$400,000 a year to have someone die in a prison rather than outside where he has insurance.
And we're all gone mad. Now, I don't know, though, that that's going to start to change. I'm under the impression from something I've read here not too long ago that the we're realizing the folly of our ways when it comes to terminally ill patients that are prisoners, and what sense does it make for the state to pay for all the care that they have to have if there's someone on the outside that will take them and they're no longer a danger.
Yeah.
So I think what they're trying to do now is they're trying to turn that around and say, okay, it's costing us fortunes to keep the guy in prison. You know, he's harmless at this point, so let him go die at home.
They have an all-time, and I toured the prison probably 5 years ago, and I toured it with five convicted killers. And we were in the one of the units. The health unit, they had a man with Alzheimer's. He doesn't even know his name. He's incontinent. They have to have two guards, because he's in prison, two guards at overtime go every time he goes to a doctor visit. And he is absolutely, I can't imagine this guy being, he's a danger because he's completely gone, but he is absolutely, would be a cheaper to be in an outside facility for people with Alzheimer's.
We are going to take a break. We're going to come back with Karen Veeley from Cal Coast News, and we'll have more to talk about.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
That's right.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Mmm, candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
We're back. Karen Bailey, Bill Benica. This is CalCoastNews.com segment. This is our Friday segment, actually on Thursday, because we got things going on tomorrow. Let me mention also, if I may, that I have numbers, and you can call our numbers. We have a toll-free number at 1-866-937-1340 and 786-2578 is our local number. That's 786-2578. You're certainly welcome to call any comment or ask questions or whatever it is you may want to do. City Council approved $760,000 for the downtown renovation. Do you know what they're talking about by Spanish sidewalks? Is it tiles?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, it's tough. And here's what I'm going to say. It certainly looks nice. I mean, I got to tell you, it looks nice. You know, the South State Street in Santa Barbara, that whole thing is done that way. It's very attractive, but we're back to the old age-old question of, in these economic times, is this the thing to do? You know?
Yes, and it is a question. That is the big question: is should they be doing it right now? I think most of the council was in favor of it. You know, you had two that were opposed, and I was told most of the speakers were in favor of the beautification.
Here's the interesting thing: John Ashbaugh, I think you might have said it. John Ashbaugh, maybe it was the person that said it. Dan Carpenter argued against it. I think it was John Ashbaugh that said it, or somebody said it. And basically said this, that the people are investing in the downtown, which they are. And as a matter of fact, right in this very area that we just mentioned today in the paper, there's a new restaurant going in where that doggy place was. There's a new restaurant going in there. So the comment was made that, you know, the people that are doing business in San Luis Obispo expect us to take care of the downtown and keep it attractive. And there's nothing less attractive than the brown sidewalks that we installed when we did Mission Plaza. You know, once they got dirty, they just stayed ugly. So I can sort of see where they might say, you know, you get away from those. The thing that surprised me so much, though, I have to tell you this, was when they talked about the, you know, they want to light up the trees.
Yeah.
And they talked about the difference in, originally it was $11,000 bid, and then it went to $100,000 to do that. And I'm thinking, you know, we're in a recession. So my question is this. Are they going to go out to bid on these items again? Or are they just going to go to somebody they know and say, here, go ahead and put it, do it? Do you have any idea?
And I think are required to have gone out and bid on that. And if they didn't, I'm positive, actually. Government code says over a certain amount, and that is over that amount. It's either, I think it's around $15,000. It's somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay.
So they had to go out and get a bid.
Okay. That makes me feel better knowing that. But
they don't all do it. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of government in this county. But Slow City is usually better about following some of the rules on this.
Okay.
And I haven't in the past seen Slow City not do a bid process.
All right. Here's another thing that I mentioned earlier today, but I'm going to mention again, and that is the CSU is raising tuition by 9%. And of course, this comes at a time when you have administrators being paid exorbitant amounts of money. I'm going to use that term. Excuse me, exorbitant amounts of money. Once again, we get into. I always say this, but when they talk about salaries, see, this is interesting. When they talk about salaries, and let's say you take the CSU system, then what they try to do is they say, okay, well, let's do comparable things.
Yeah.
All right, so they get to play one against the other, you know, and finally they end up with this high salary. The salary should be, in my estimation, determined by what the average income is of the area that the university is. And that would include the private sector. And our private sector, from the research I did, remember I told you I finally had to go to the census to get the information. But you know, the average person versus the public person in San Luis Obispo is making just over 50%. And so again, it tilts the whole thing. If you say, well, we'll see what other CSU people are doing. What does that do? That, you know, they can, that's a dog and pony show, because that can just keep escalating no matter how much you want it to.
And it seems to be they keep growing administration. They spent another $6 million in the last 2 years on administrators while telling teachers they haven't had raises in 4 years. They were promised a raise, but the money isn't there. And the money to just give the teachers that are been there a long time and new teachers are making more than they were making would have been $2 million. But they instead spent $6 million on administration. And if you look at Cal Poly, they've created new administrative positions. They brought several. In fact, Chip Vichy, they have a new position now with communications. And for some reason, the Cal Poly, under Chip Vichy, the Cal Poly, PR department, isn't even returning calls. I've been calling for 2 weeks. I can't get a call back. You used to, even if they didn't like what you were asking, they called back. They'd call back that afternoon. If you had to wait 3 hours, it was a long wait. And now there's just no responding. I'm just sending legal records requests now because the only way to get an answer. So you're finding them becoming less and less transparent, bigger administration, and wanting to keep the public in the dark. And the story that will be out tonight has to do with Cal Poly. And it is a dramatic story on changes expected for the campus.
All right, big story. So make sure you look up calcoastnews.com tonight. Get on your website and see what's going on. Don't forget, you can always go up in the right-hand corner, click on Talk is Cheap, listen to KYNS Live, if that's what you wish to do. I'm going to let you go, and thank you very much once again for our week in review. And you and I will talk again next week.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks very much, Karen.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold Stainless Steel 4-Door Refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio High Efficiency Top Load Washers and Dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito. With everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo. So my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good, right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenient. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Herring? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
There you go. And Swiss Dental Center is helping sponsor Talk is Cheap, and I thank them for doing that. And so if you're having trouble eating corn on the cob and whatnot because you don't have any teeth, I'd go to Swiss Dental Center and talk to them about that. Hi, you're Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors. Now we're going to go about 1:15 to 2 o'clock. We did our Friday thing a little bit early because Karen had things to do. You can, once again, call in 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. Other things that are happening in our mad world. Let me, if I may. I was going to check our headlines once again in CNN. See what they're putting up there. Of course, there's a lot of going on with the protest. Things are coming to an end because they're being forced to come to an end. And cities have basically said, well, we have ordinances against people camping out, so you're not going to camp out. And so this is raising, First Amendment issues, et cetera. So Occupy protesters now taking the streets instead. The other things that are going on, stocks took a nosedive once again on fears in Europe. The S&P was down 20 points. Other things going on. This is not surprising. A U.S.-Mexico drug tunnel has been discovered. They got submarines. They got tunnels. They got the whole thing. Okay. And then this is good. There has to be good news for somebody. And this time it's going to be, and it's good for us because it means that people are going to find work. And that's Boeing gets another record order. And as soon as I can tell you about it, I will. Emirates Airlines position is the biggest all-time order. Boeing jets lasted all 4 days. Mm-hmm. Did that make sense what I said? Emirates Airlines position as the biggest all-time order. Boeing. Oh, I said lasted all 4 days. So they had they did it for 4 days. And then 4 days later, this is what happened. This thing would just finally help me out. God. The Boeing announced today that Indonesia's Lion Air has set a record with a nearly $22 billion order of jets. The U.S. company has previously counted the jets its sales order but didn't disclose the buyer until the announcement. The deal, which will be signed Friday at East Asia Summit in Bali, Indonesia, with President Obama in attendance, includes orders for 29 737-900s and a whopping 201 of the new 737 MAXs, along with options for 150 additional future aircrafts for Indonesian carriers. With 230 airplanes at a list price of $21.7 billion, this deal, when finalized, will be the largest commercial airplane order ever in Boeing's history by both dollar volume and total number of airplanes, according to Boeing. That's absolutely amazing. Now, what's interesting is that they're ordering 737s And not the new, not the, what's the new one called? 787? Not the Dreamliner, but they're ordering the smaller planes. Well, they're smart. Hey, see, we can't get the ones built now we're supposed to have built, so I think it'd way be back on the back of the list on that one. All right, so that's what's going on with money. So that's a good news thing for Boeing. So the folks at, people will be heading for Washington to work. Don't blame them. Here was the thing. Here's the story I mentioned about here. It says, the decision to base Marines in Australia agitates China. Hey, they're not happy. Then they had an editorial today. It was interesting, I thought. And let me tell you what this was about. And this was, as a matter of fact, both editorials were rather interesting there, but. And one was from David Brooks, and one was from Victor David Hansen. What was interesting is why American defends the weak. So basically what Victor David Hansen is saying is despite the unpopularity these days of protecting smaller countries, in the long run, if you don't, obviously Taiwan would be absorbed by China in a heartbeat. And right now, they're very, very much afraid that Iran is building a nuclear missile and they're going to bop Iraq. Iran is building a nuclear missile, and they're going to bop Israel with it. And so, Israel will certainly do something before that happens, as you and I both know. I mean, they will do something. And then this foundation of our outrage is not so firm. Basically, what David Brooks was saying was this. You know, everybody's pointing their fingers at Joe Paterno and everybody in the whole wide world and going, well, I don't know why you didn't do anything. I don't know why you do anything. And he said lots of times things happen and people don't do anything. You know, they're so flabbergasted because it is happening, they don't know what to do, or they turn their back on it because they don't know what to do, or whatever. But that's the way it was. He talks about a bunch of different things. The Kitty Genovese case from 1960s, this woman was being stabbed to death outside, and she was yelling and screaming, nobody paying attention. Ilan Halimi, a French Jew, was tortured for 24 days by 20 Moroccan kidnappers with full knowledge of neighbors. Nobody did anything, and Halimi eventually was murdered. And so he goes on with a list of all this, you know, and people don't do things. And so I know, looking in hindsight, you say, well, how could this guy be doing, how could this Sandusky guy do this, and nobody's really reporting him? And then other people, and there's still people, was an opinion I read yesterday, that people were saying that Joe Paterno is not the one that, you know, should have had to take the fall. Joe Paterno told his athletic director and vice chancellor or something at Penn State, and therefore he did what he was supposed to do. Meanwhile, the general feeling of the whole thing is that no, Joe Paterno should have gone to the athletic director and the vice chancellor and said, "Let's call the police." There it is. Defending Paterno, Ronald from Arroyo Grande said that. He said, "I hope the current situation, I hope the current students, athletes, and all alumni come forward to support Paterno. His players and colleagues, past and present, are in every walk of life. Let the board hear you loud and clear." The board already heard everything loud and clear, and it was the screaming of eight children. And so they said goodbye to the whole thing. Then Jan has a thing from Morro Bay about why the trees should go down in Sweet Springs, and you know why? You know what her reason is? The banded snail. We have to protect the habitat of the banded snail because I don't know why. Sorry. I want to know why. I just don't get it. All right. Annexation result, fine, process not. It's too easy to stack the deck under the current system for annexation elections. Here they're talking about this thing in the Orchid Road annexation, and what they're basically saying is all of a sudden the last minute when they said, okay, we're going to file a protest, and all these people came out of the woodwork, 27 have registered since June. And so the premise was that you were either, it's hard to understand, really, as long as they intended to make it their permanent domicile someday, they could register. What does that mean, someday? The thousand homeowners and their families that will occupy 1,000 homes are going to live there someday. So anyway, the whole thing's nonsense. Their point is this, though. The point is that the city goes through all this planning and stuff, and they've been years in the making. And then a handful of people can come along and say, well, we don't want that. Of course, it was your piece of property, and the city said we want it, and you didn't want the city to have it. You might say the same thing. Excuse me. I'm going to see if I can get some other people together and say no. So here we have the Chinese are not happy about the our trips to Australia. And now we're not happy that China uses illegal tactics to dominate the solar industry. So what they're basically saying is they dump, you know, solar panel prices on the market. They make it so it's not competitive anymore, and they do it on purpose. But we've lived through this before with the dumping of steel, the different dumpings of all kinds of stuff. One of the things that kept striking me when they were talking about off-roading and people using fuel. Now here, you have to understand something. I live next to the airport. I work next to the airport. So here's these airplanes taking off, you know, these private airplanes. How much do you think it would cost to fuel a private airplane? Should you tell those people they can't fly a plane? Should you tell people what they should buy as far as fuel and what they shouldn't buy as far as fuel? Where does it start and where does it stop? That's a kind of a weird point to me. Now, if gas goes where they think it's going to go by next summer, I hate to even think. Start walking or something, hitchhiking maybe. If gas is going where they think it's going by next summer, I believe fewer people will be using gas. It will fix itself. The situation will self-fix. An Escape to Shine at the LA Auto Show. This is the 2013 Ford Escape will go on sale early next year. And we'll why 2012? It'll be a 2013. Nobody knows. And it'll feature increased fuel economy with a gas engine that gets as much as 33 miles per gallon with a gas engine. Leave the plug at home.
Being a friend, travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest.
Thanks for being a friend. The Tesh Man is going to take us out of here today because he's going to be at the Performing Arts Center. He's going to be doing a concert there, so you might want to buy tickets for that. And you and I will get together again tomorrow, noon o'clock. Until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here because...
This is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you.